As we have begun to discuss the end of davening, we will focus on Ashrei V'al Tzion and Aleinu in the Yom. And the question really is, what is the goal of this unit of davening? Tachton and Shmona Esrei have finished, and we are now in Ashrei V'al Tzion. What is the goal of this unit? And we'll go back and discuss different parts of Ashrei, different lines in Laman Hatzeach to understand what we're saying. But what's the goal? What are we trying to accomplish in this part of davening? Clearly, the Yom has its role. Clearly, Aleinu, as we will talk about, has its role. But what is the role of the section of davening of Ashrei V'al Tzion? As was mentioned yesterday, Ashrei has its role. As Chazal tell us, we have to say Ashrei three times. So we said it once already. We'll say it at Mincha. And therefore, Chazal put it at the end of davening. And as Rabbi Bressler mentioned, perhaps the Zohar comments that there's a difference a little bit in the Ashrei of Psukei Zimra and the Ashrei of the end of davening. But what are we trying to accomplish? There is a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota, in describing the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, in Yom She'im Bo Klala, there's no day that doesn't have curse within it. So the Gemara then eventually says, so how do we, how do we grow from this? How do we defend it? How do we strengthen ourselves from it? So the Gemara says, well, what will save us, so to speak? Well, if everything is deteriorating, how does the world exist? Akedusha desidra v'yehei shmei rabba. That's what it means. On the Kedusha desidra and the Yehei shmei rabba. The Kedusha desidra, which is what we say, this Kedusha in the order of tefillah, and the Yehei shmei. Rashi, in explaining what that means, and explaining what Kedusha desidra means, Rashi says that what we're talking about is that every day has a curse, but rather the order, the Seder of Kedusha, that was instituted so that all of Klal Yisrael would be engaged in a little bit of Torah learning every single day, which why there's a little bit of Aramaic, so that everybody had access to it, including those who might have lived in Bavel and maybe knew more Aramaic than they did Hebrew. So that everybody would be engaged in Torah learning. B'chol yom davar mu'at, Rashi says, Asukin batorah, they were osek in a little bit of Torah, is chavivhu, it is dear, and it is beautiful, and it is endearing. Rashi is defining for us the nature of V'al Tzion, and really this whole section. It's an active learning of Torah. Everybody is learning a little bit of Torah. And Rashi says at the end that there are two elements, the sanctification of Hashem's name and the study of Torah. Because at the end of davening, we finish with our Shmona Esrei. We finish with Tachton, which as we've talked about months ago, is the end of Shmona Esrei. What we are doing now is asking us, how do we transition? How do we go from Kodesh to Chol? That's what the end of davening is about. That's what Aleinu is going to be about. How do we take the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam out into the world? And the answer is, you have to learn a little bit of Torah. After tefillah, you should engage in a little bit of Limud HaTorah. When you're finished davening, that's when the real mission begins. And it starts with a little bit of Limud HaTorah that everybody is involved in. Tefillah elevates us. Tefillah allows us to connect. And Torah is therefore what connects us. Rav Ezra Bick, in his beautiful commentary on tefillah, he explains that while prayer might raise you up, Torah is the bridge that now brings you out. And that really is the theme of the end of davening. How do we transition from this closeness that we've had? We took our three steps back. We've left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We've left the intimate relationship we've had with the Ribono Shel Olam. But now, how do we take it with us? And Chazal and the creation and the structure and the framework of the end of davening are going to help us do that. So if it's done properly, we're ready to walk out of davening feeling confident and feeling ready for the day ahead.